Competing House and Senate Medicaid expansion plans now mean that state lawmakers have just 4 days to settle their differences. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Democrats carried the flag at week's end for Governor Gary Herbert's Healthy Utah. They maneuvered on Friday to force a floor debate on the plan that House Republicans had sworn off. Democrat Marie Paulson served on the two-year health reform task force and described the House Republicans' alternative, known as Utah Cares, as a missed opportunity.
We can do better. We can care more. And Utah needs us to care more about the lives of our citizens than we do about making a political statement.
Democrats said Healthy Utah would serve more people and leverage more federal dollars. But the Republican majority blocked the Democrats and pushed for passage of their own proposal. It would extend at least some coverage to around 46,000 more Utahns at a cost of around $32 million a year. Sponsor Jim Dunnigan represents Taylorsville. He also served on the Health Reform Task Force.
I invite you to join with me, advance the ball, adopt Utah Cares, help the people in the coverage gap, and let's move this forward.
The House approved Dunnigan's bill with new substance abuse and mental health provisions. It now heads to the Senate for consideration. Leaders in both houses said late Friday they'll be talking about the competing health care bills in the session's final week. Judy Faze, KUER News.